Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 175, season 7. Today's date is November 8th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. I have an interesting show coming up. On today's program, I will talk about the Mill Run Playhouse, also known as the Mill Run Theater, that was located in Niles, Illinois, at the Gulf Mill Shopping Center. And second, I will talk about the children's television program, Jabberwocky Place. I know, I'm like, whoa, what is this? Once I found out about this program, I got into a lot of research and I found it fascinating. I really did. I love doing that. And his host was Terry Bennett. Now we'll talk about a little bit about him and the show. And right now, I will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Post Alphabet Cereal. And there's a commercial from 1970. And this is during the, the late 60s and 70s, the hippie era. And there's like kids singing. It's kind of a nice jingle. It's the commercial is very jazzy and it's a lot of fun. Okay. So sit back and enjoy. And I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
I love you, Alphabet. Wherever I go, your ABC delicious. Oh, I love you so.
Hey, mister!
Yeah, kid?
When you pour milk in Alphabets, you know what they become?
What?
Wet!
Wet? What are you, a smarty?
Smart, they post Alphabet.
I love you, Alphabet. Wherever I go, your ABC delicious. Oh, I love you so.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Alphabets from Post Cereal. Cereals, that is, I guess. let me give you a little history about this product. Believe it or not, it was introduced in the United States 65 years ago in 1957. And it was also known as Frosted Alphabets. And the cereal was like alphabet soup. It had all the letters of the alphabet. And it was invented by a man. His name was Thomas M. Quigley, who worked at Post Cereals. And I remember the commercials very well growing up in the 70s, but they were airing in the 60s. That was very prominent then. And one of the first advertisers of the cereal was on the old cartoon series from Hanna-Barbera. Rough and Ready, and then Alvin and the Chipmunks did that as well, and it was owned by General Foods, Post was. And then they had, beginning in 1964, they had a mascot. He was a postman, we call him mail carrier now, and his name was Lovable Truly, and I remember that, and the voice of the postman was a comic. His name was Jackie Leonard. I used to see him on television, probably like Ed Sullivan Show, Rona Martin's Laughing, or that. He was kind of rude, sort of like Don Rickles, like that, with a Southern accent. He was also Lovable Truly was also in the character in the 1960s cartoon series Lioness and the Lionhearted. I remember that. And Lion and the other, Sugar Bear was in there. Remember Sugar Crisp? Like that. And there were other mascots. And then I forgot who else was in it. Anyway, I only had this cereal once when I was growing up, when I lived in the Roseland area in Chicago. And other people that did the commercials was also Michael Jackson. The Jackson 5 did a little musical that was kind of cool. And in the 1980s, there was another mascot. His name was Alfie the Alphabet Cereal Wonder Dog. I kind of remember that, sort of. And believe it or not, this product has been discontinued for over a year. I don't know why. You know, so that's a shame. You know, so they might bring it back. Who knows? You know, it was taken off the market previously in 2006, and then they brought it back with no sugar because, you know, how cereal was back then in the 50s, 60s, it was loaded with sugar. You know, it gives you a lot of energy. I should know. So, we'll see if it comes back or not. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I will talk about the Mill Run Playhouse and also the children's television series Jabberwocky Place. Before I started, I want to mention something. Yesterday on my Twitter account, I tweeted, you know, like someone close to me said that what you're doing, you know, with Vanish Goblin and my podcast and all that is silly. It doesn't do anything, and you're wasting your time, you know, and all that blah, blah, blah. Okay. You know, I'm sure there's everyone has this problem in their lives. You have somebody very close to you or someone you met that would make a funny face and tell you this is dumb what you're doing. You know, it doesn't matter if you're doing a podcast or you're on social media or doing something, a hobby that you love doing. But, you know, this happened to me, but this is somebody very close and known for a long time. I tell them, look, just back off. Let me do what I want to do, okay? He doesn't understand why I'm doing like this. So I'll be cooled off. It's fine. You know, but I will not be discouraged. I will not be put off by this. I will continue as long as I can because I'm having a wonderful time doing it. I love to entertain people, you know, with my weird knowledge of history. Most people love, you know, because I remember a lot of stuff and that's how it is. Okay. The most important thing is to be happy. Just be happy what you're doing. And that's all that matters. Okay. Okay, so let's get started on the Mill Run Playhouse. I'll give you a little history of that. When I posted a photo of this yesterday, it showed on the marquee the group The Lettermen. They were a very popular group in the, I think, the late 50s and 60s. And they're a great group. They have wonderful songs. And also Pia Sidora. I wonder what she's doing now. I remember her from appearances from Hollywood Squares, and she did a movie. I remember one. One was called Butterfly, and that was bizarre, you know. And I heard she was a singer. I think she was. I don't know. I've heard her sing, and one of her most famous roles was not Butterfly. I think the other one was Lonely Lady, I believe. And she was in that awful Christmas movie, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, and she played one of the elves. I've seen this movie on Mystery Science Theater 3000, and they ridiculed this movie to death. It's hilarious. I'm glad they don't show this at Christmas time, like, you know, traditional movies like It's a Wonderful Life or Christmas Carol or Charlie Brown Christmas. No. You can just pick it up on DVD or you can find it on YouTube. Help yourself. Okay, anyway, so I found this photo and I posted it on my social media accounts. And then all of a sudden, all the comments come flooding in of people, what acts they saw at this theater. And it was amazing and it was awesome. And it was had a great lineup of comedians, singers, you know, musical groups, and they had plays. You know, they performed plays on that. So here's the history of this of the Mill Run Theater. It was located in Niles, Illinois, north north of Chicago. It was built on in 1965. And it was supposed to be opened in June 1967, but it was delayed by weather. And then it opened to the public on July 2nd, 1965. And that theater was like, it was called Theater in the Round, which means you sat there and the performers come like in the middle of the stage like that. Reminds me of the Flip Wilson show, if you remember that. And you would see the performers real close. Real close indeed. And it seated about 1,600 people. So it was a big place. It really was. And originally it was a venue for off-Broadway shows. That was first doing that. But and then it closed in the late 60s. And then they reopened it again. And there were some people that did that, and their plan was to bring like a lot of Las Vegas entertainers to perform, and they were performing 8 or 9 shows, one show each night, Tuesday through Thursday, or 1 or 2 shows Friday, or 2 shows Saturday, Sunday. It depends on their bookings and their availability, and every show had an opening act. And a 20-minute intermission between acts, you know, and the theater would sell drinks and candy, you know, if you're hungry, like that. And the first act to perform was in early 1970, and it was a comedian named Shecky Green, and he's still alive. Oh, my God, he's still alive, and he's like 96 years old. I remember him from... He was in a lot of TV shows, and he was from Chicago. He was born here. Yeah. And so he was the first act. And then, let's see, tickets, at the time, the tickets were cost like $7.50. That's peanuts compared to today. And right now, it would be like, woo, it would be up. Yeah. And let's see what else. And then they had the theater would showcase a musical or play. They had Sweet Charity. They had Hair. I don't know if they were nude. I don't know. You know, on Broadway, they had no clothes on. They also had Grease, yeah, the musical, and also Jesus Christ Superstar. That might have been fun to watch like that. And let's see. So I'm going to read off the performers that performed there. You know, I'm not going to read every one, just ones that you do know. So that's it's quite a list. Okay, so this is an alphabetical order like that. So first, the Fifth Dimension were there. Don Adams from Get Smart. They had a musical called Follies. They had that. There was also Marty Allen, Steve Allen. I love Marty Allen. I miss it. And one was Woody Allen. He performed stand-up, you know, before he... I don't know if it's during the time that he started directing movies or started acting. You know, he had some wonderful movies. They had, let's see, Average White Band, Pearl Bailey. They had Fiddler on the Roof. That's a musical. They had Count Basie, Shirley Bassey from Goldfinger. Remember that? They had Harry Belafonte, Tony Bennett, Jack Benny, Milton Berle. They had Barefoot in the Park, musical. They had Victor Borga, David Brenner, remember him? Yeah. Foster Brooks, you know, he did the drunk act. James Brown, Glenn Campbell performed, Captain and Tennille, and of course, George Carlin. He performed there. Yeah. There's posters of him on eBay and on the internet, you could find that. Also, the Carpenters performed, Vicky Carr, Jack Carter, the comedian, Johnny Cash, Harry Chapin, who sang Cats in the Cradle before he died. You know, he had an untimely death. Ray Charles, and of course, Charo. They had that. Also, Chubby Checker, and of course, Cheech and Chong. Now, I have a story about this, about Cheech and Chong. One time, this was years ago, I posted a poster featuring Cheech and Chong And I forgot who else was. Probably George Carlin. And once I posted this photo on Vanished Chicagoland, my Facebook page, the response was overwhelming, you know, and the engagement, and people loved it like that. And all of a sudden, I received an email by none other than Cheech Marin. I never told this story. He sent me an email, and he somehow he found my page, you know, and he said, I remember performing with Tommy Chong. I remember this when we had the venue, we had a good time. And I'm thinking, well, that's great. That's wonderful. You know, but back then, you know, they did the marijuana thing and all that. That stuff. So that was beautiful. Nice. It was beautiful to receive an email from a celebrity. You know, that's very appreciative. Okay. They had the Roy Clark perform, Rosemary Clooney, Natalie Cole. They also did The Sound of Music. Also, Perry Como. A few people mentioned they saw him perform yesterday on Facebook. They mentioned Bill Cosby was there, Jim Croce, other musical Sabrina Fair. They had Norm Crosby, remember him. The Crying Shames performed there. Also, of course, Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer. They were there. I don't know what they did there. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, but they were there. You know, it must have been during late 70s, I would imagine. Also, Vic Damone, Rodney Dangerfield was there, of course. And there was also the play Tom Jones. Did that. Also, Betty Davis, Miles Davis, John Davidson, Sammy Davis Jr. There's photos of that. Spencer Davis Group, Marlena Dietrich, Phyllis Diller, Tom Dreesen, Cass Elliott, Lola Falana, Jose Feliciano, Freddie Fender, remember him? Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, remember that? And Toadie Fields. Here's a comedian a lot of people forgot about. You know, she was funny in the 70s, and she was loud and overweight, and she was hilarious. You know? Also, Roberta Fleck and John Forsythe performed in the play Oh Men, Oh Women. Also, Red Fox. Yeah, it was like that. Let's see who else. I'm not going to read everyone. Also, there was a play, The Anatomy of Murder. There was Connie Francis. Also, Zsa Zsa Gabor appeared in Blithe Spirit. And let's see, Mickey Gilley, the country singer. George Gobel, Frank Gorshin, Robert Goulet. Also, Born Yesterday, there was a play. Betty Grable, if you remember her from the 40s. Al Green, Joel Grey, Buddy Hackett. You know, like that. Isaac Hayes. He was there. Also, the group Heatwave. You remember that? You know, Boogie Nights. You remember that? Also, Florence Henderson. Charlton Heston appeared in the play Man of Four Seasons. Don Ho was there. Bobby Flay from Hawaii. Bob Hope, Lena Horne. Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, he's still alive. Yeah, I love his songs. Also, they did another play for Barefoot in the Park. This was with Tab Hunter and Ann Southern. Iron Butterfly was there, the Eisenbrothers, and of course the Jacksons. Michael Jackson and the brothers have performed there as well. They did. And there are photos circling around the internet, and you see them. So this is during their heyday, like that. Also, Al Jarreau, Janet Dean. There was also a play called Thousand Clowns with Van Johnson. And of course, Tom Jones. A lot of people mentioned this on Facebook. They went to see Tom Jones. He still puts on a great show. He really does. Also, there was Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Kotter. Probably did his comedy bit. Also, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Chaka Khan, Alan King was there, B.B. King, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Kool and the Gang was there. Oh, that's. There was another play, Once More with Feeling. That was with Dorothy L'Amour. Also, Carol Lawrence from Melrose Park. Steve Lawrence and Gidi Gourmet. Oh, that must have been great. Peggy Lee. Jerry Lewis was there. Also, Jerry Lee Lewis performed there. He just passed away recently. That's a shame. Also, Liberace. Can you imagine him coming down with a big fur coat and a piano and all those diamonds on his fingers? But he puts on a good show. He was a great entertainer. He really was. Okay, and let's see who else. Gordon Lightfoot, Rich Little, the Liver River Band. Oh, Paul Lynn appeared. Also, they had the music Carousel with Gordon McRae. You know, he did that in the Broadway and in the movie version with Shirley Jones. So Melissa Manchester, Dean Martin, Tony Martin, Johnny Mathis, Sergio Mendes, let's see, the Mills Brothers, Liza Minnelli, Melba Moore, Rita Moreno. Also, they had the King and I. They performed that. Oh, they also had Nana Mouskouri, and she's a Greek singer. I know her very well. She's a wonderful singer. She sings in English, Greek, also other languages. You know, she's retired now, but she's a world-famous Greek singer. Yeah, my mother told me about her. Let's see who else. Anne Murray, Jim Nabors, Bob Newhart. He was there. Wade Newton, the OJs, the Oak Ridge Boys were there. Tony Orlando and the Osmonds performed. And also Donny Osmond was there. Oh, that's funny. Also, they had the play Heaven Can Wait that started with Jack Palance. Also, Dolly Parton. There are photos circulating the internet that Dolly Parton performed, and people were really close in watching her sing. Oh, it was amazing. Also, Frida Payne, Tandy Prendergast. They had a play called Majority of One. Also, Louis Prima. Freddie Prinze performed there, yeah, from Chico and the Man. He was there, yeah. Sweet Charity with Julia Prowse. Let's see, who else? Bonnie Raitt, Lou Rawls. I'll talk about Lou Rawls in a second. And they also had Goodbye Charlie, that was a play with Martha Ray. Also Helen Reddy, Debbie Reynolds, Don Rickles, Joan Rivers. Yes, let's see who else. Diana Ross was there. They had the musical Mame. And let's see who else. Neil Sedaka was there. Shanana was there. Frank Sinatra performed there too, yeah. Kate Smith, the Smothers Brothers, Sonny and Cher. Rick Springfield, Donna Summer performed there as well. The Supremes. I don't think with Diana Ross. I think after that. Also, The Temptations, Mel Tillis, Lily Tomlin, Mel Torme. They also had a play, The 40 Carats, and on and on and on and on and on. Let's see. Let me see who else. Someone famous. Bobby Vinton was there, Andy Williams, Hank Williams Jr. Someone told me on Facebook when Hank Williams performed there, there was a fight in the parking lot. maybe it's true, I guess. We'll see. And also Stephen Wright, the comedian, Tammy Wynette. That's it. I'm not going to read it anymore. And so the last show, the last performance, was on August 1st, 1984, and that was by Lou Rawls. He was the last one. It's a shame. And the theater was demolished in August of 1984. And so now the site is part of a parking lot of the Gulf Mill Shopping Center. I just want to point out the Millionaires Club was also located at the Gulf Mill Shopping Center. A lot of people remember the Millionaires Club. There was one by my old neighborhood at Fort City, at the Fort City Mall. And we there, you know, with the cheap drinks and the wonderful food. one time, but there was one in Niles, and they had one downtown in the Loop. So a lot of people miss this place. Yeah, I'm sorry for naming all the performers, but it had a great, you know, ensemble of performers performing there. Is wonderful, wonderful place. We need that around, you know, just like the Candlelight Playhouse that's in Summit. I'll talk about that one day. So that's a shame. It really is. Okay. All right. That's it for the Mill Run Theater. And, right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone. Okay, everyone, I am back. I take a breather. I apologize for the long list of performers from the Mill Run Theater. I probably apologize again. But, you know, that was fascinating. I enjoyed talking about that. Okay. Next, I'm going to talk about the Jabberwocky Place. This was a children's television show, and it was very bizarre. I must at least say that. So I'll give you a little history of this show, and it's totally forgotten. I don't think people today will remember. And so here we go. This Jabberwocky Place premiered on January 11th, 1958 on the station WBKB, Channel 7 in Chicago, which turned into WLS in 1968. And the host of the show was Terry Bennett. And you may know him from as Marvin, the nearsighted madman from Shock Theater. And I discussed Shock Theater on a previous podcast episode. But, you know, the 65th anniversary of that show is coming up next month. So I will redo that. I will do it again. I will talk about that show and Marvin. So that'd be interesting, and more about Terry Bennett. So that'd be a lot of fun. You know, this is a very, important. Okay, so Jabberwocky Theater was a children's program. It aired on 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, and this was for little kids, preschool children. You know, and this show had the weirdest characters ever on television. I'm sure there were others. You know, this was like kind of like Pee Wee's Playhouse in a way to me, you know, with talking furniture and all that. This is the same thing. It really was. And of course, it was hosted by Terry Bennett. I'll talk a little bit about him. He was the host of Shock Theater that aired on WPKB. It ran for 2 years, from 1957 to 1959. As Marvin, and he showed old scary movies like Universal. This is before Creature Features. He did that. And after the show premiered, he, I guess he wanted to host a children's children's show. Maybe someone from Channel 7 asked him, "Do you want to do it?" He probably said yes, he could do that. Okay. And let's see, I'll give you a little. So, you know, the funny thing about this, there were some people that wrote in to the station. They said, people complained, like, why is he hosting a horror show and then he's doing a kid's show? And that's like, it's like a Jekyll and Hyde thing, you know, of characters, you know, because Marvin, he was a crazy maniac like that. And then you have this guy hosting a children's show, you know, Old Happy, and, you know, he spoke to kids, you know. I heard in real life he was a very nice man, and he loved children. He really did. And very talented performer, because he's a ventriloquist also. So here are the characters of the show. And actually, I'll talk about them in a moment. Right now, I'm going to play a clip. And this is the beginning of the Jabberwocky Place. And you hear Terry Bennett speaking. And introduce some of the characters of the show. And this aired on WBKB Channel 7 in Chicago. So sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
Hi, you've just come to the Jabberwocky Place. Yes, it's the Jabberwocky Place with Red Flannel, Timothy Timber, and Terry Bennett.
That's right, Pamela, and you, Miss Pamela Puppet. And good morning. Ready to say giggle, hockey, travel, hockey. That's a lot of Jabberwocky, and it means why don't we take a little walk? Giggle, hockey, travel, hockey, and a little Jabberwocky. Anyone who's anyone knows Jabberwocky tongue. If you want to learn how to speak it, why, practice with all your might. And stand in front of a mirror every morning, every noon, and almost every night. Giggle, hockey, travel, bocky, that's a mountain called the Rockies, just like eating crackers with a spoon and fork. Giggle, hockey, travel, bocky, add a little Jabberwocky. Anyone who's anyone knows Jabberwocky talk. You know Jabberwocky talk? Guess what? Got a message. We have a very important message. Oh, the Jabberwocky hand has a question that'll stump us.
If we can't get an answer, we'll surely raise a ruckus. This is the type of question that makes the shizzle fuss.
Let's take a Jabberwocky trip to the Jabberwocky place. Jabberwocky Jabber will help us find the race. We'll meet the Jabberwocky people, join them in their play. So let's say the Jabber words and have a Jabberwocky day.
That's it for this week, but remember to join Red Flannels, Timothy Timber, Terry Bennett, and Miss Pamela Puppet Monday at the Jabberwocky place.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the opening of Jabberwocky Place. So let's get started on about the show, you know, the description of it. So here we go. And he was the host of the show, and it was imagine of a home where everything is turned upside down. And there was a living puppet. Her name was Pamela. And Pamela was played by his real wife, Joy Bennett, you know, and she was Dear from Shock Theater. You didn't see her face, but I heard on the last episode of Shock Theater, her face was shown and you would see her. But the entire run of Shock Theater, no, you did not see it. You did not see her. You did not see that at all. Okay, and let's see. See what else. So there was like an assortment of hand puppets and dummies, and so I'm going to read off the characters. There was a ventriloquist dummy. I think you've seen pictures of with Terry Ben. His name was Red Flannels. He was on the show. There was Timothy Timber. He was a sailor. You must have heard him during the introduction of the show, probably. Then you have Uncle Louie. He was a talking picture on the wall. Also Bertrand Turtle. Also Mr. Shoe. He was a talking shoe. And they had tongues, and so they talk. You know, you see that. Also Mr. Head. He was a box with a voice. Reminds me of a thing from Adam's Family. Only you saw the hand. And let's see, there was Mr. Engineer, and there was Rusty Hinges, and he was Red Flannel's enemy. And there were a few others like that. And let's see what else. During the shows, Terry Bennett would wear a plain white or black shirt with a huge letter J on it. Well, you can, what's that called for Jabberwocky Place? He would do that. And he would perform skits with the... with the characters, you know, harmless things like that. And but they were funny. And he also taught good morals and had good, clean fun, you know, and he would give advice to children, which is nice like that. And according to people from the show, you know, you would hear people laughing, but it was not an audience. It was the camera crew. I was just dying laughing, all seeing all this stuff like that. Yeah, well, why not? And doing that. And then, let's see what else about that. So I never seen the show until I saw it on YouTube. And there's an entire show, and it's broken down in parts, about maybe 10 or 11. If you care to watch it on YouTube, please do if you'd like that. And it's very interesting like that. Let's see, what other characters were there? There was also, there was the Moon Man, Hugo the Answer Hand. He was the smartest glob in captivity. Also, Peter Parrot. Parrots, they when you talk to them, they repeat everything you teach them. You know, nevermore. No, that's a raven. So, you know, Polly want a cracker, that kind of thing. And also, there was three smart men. There were three talking disembodied heads on a shelf. So that's interesting. That really is, you know. But it's. It looked endearing. It looked like a lot of fun. And like I said before, he was a very talented performer, you know, and he was wonderful as Marvin, also as on the Jabberwocky Place. You know, I think his name was Terry on the show, I believe. Yeah, I could be wrong. And let's see what else. So the show ran from 1958 to 1961, and it did very well in the ratings, but then it was canceled. We don't know why. Maybe someone complained, or it's just too expensive to produce. Who knows what happened? And then Terry Bennett went on to do another television show called The Wacky World of Mr. B. And that only ran for one season. So I don't know much about that that show. I will talk about that another time, you know, and get into more detail of that. So that's another TV show that went into oblivion. Because I do like another podcast of that as well. Okay. So that's fun to talk about. I love finding obscure things, you know, to discuss with you, my audience, my followers. You know, it's very satisfying. It really is. Okay. So that'll be all for this program. I talked about the Mill Run Theater or Playhouse in Niles, Illinois. And I also talk about the children's television program, Jabberwocky Place. Okay. And this is the last show of the season for season 7. Next up, I will do season 8. Oh, where did that time go? You know, I started this podcast March 2021. I did that. You know, like I said before, I was going to start 2020, but I got sick. And I postponed it for about a year. But I'm glad I started this. I'm having a wonderful time and I'm getting a lot of feedback from people, a lot of compliments. I'm not expecting them. Just sit back and enjoy the podcast. Just be entertained. You know, we need a little escapism now and then. Okay. So this is Pico Sanchez, your host of Vanished Conrad Stories, the podcast. Thank you again for joining me. I had a wonderful time. I will probably have another podcast this weekend. We'll see what I'll cook up to talk about. It's limitless. You know, there's a lot of things to talk about. So I'm looking forward to it. Okay. So everyone have a great day and a great week. And I hope to hear from you soon. So here's bye-bye for me. And here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. Take care. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.